Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. World Dairy Expo, held recently over in Madison, Wisconsin, sat down with Tanner Emke. He's the CEO of CoBank.
We had a less than impressive spring flush earlier this year. If you're not familiar with how the butter industry operates, a lot of that butter is made during the spring flush and then put into big, gigantic freezers, which they hold throughout the year until they start staging it in the fall for the big holiday season. So all the production, or most of the production rather, happens in the spring. Most of the consumption happens in the holiday season in the last quarter, in Q4. And so the retailers, the grocery stores and whatnot, they try to stage that inventory, if you will, in advance before the consumer is there ready to start making cookies and doing their home baking. Well, there was a scramble because all the retailers are a little concerned about supply availability. Butter stocks are very, very tight because so much of our milk in this country increasingly goes to cheese. And when you're short on the spring flush, if you don't get the supplies that you need, it's usually butter that's going to get the short end of the stick, if you will. The butter plants are going to idle. They're going to see the downtime, whereas the cheese plants won't. And so economics 101, production goes down, supplies go down, prices go up. And here we are at record high prices, or very high prices. We've come off the highs a little bit, but still very stable over $3. And so I think we're going to see some very strong butter prices going forward. That's sort of the main contributor as to why we have such high class 4 prices, why class 4 milk is trading at a premium to class 3 milk, which is for cheese. And so that's going to be sustained through the next quarter. We think by the end of the quarter, we're finally going to see butter prices come down, because that's when the consumer stops buying or they stop their holiday consumption. And so we'll probably see some softening of butter prices there, and some of the pressure will come off of class 4 prices a little bit. But still, though, we're still very, very tight. And amidst all this tightness, remember, it's not just the U.S. consumer that's consuming U.S. butter. We've got the international consumer that's also buying U.S. butter, especially places like Canada, the Middle East. And why are they coming to the United States? Well, the story now turns to Europe. And Europe has struggled with their production issues, both politically and with weather. And so they've had to step back from the export market for butter there. We have filled that demand.
Tanner Emke, CEO of CoBank. We don't talk often enough about how butter affects the ag economy, but as we enter the holiday baking season soon, it does. This has been Inside Agriculture. We'll be back tomorrow morning, same time, same station.